This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Nabina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to Gems from Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf is an amazing story, and I'm sure everyone who's watching has not only read it but has a connection with this surah. One of the amazing things about this story, as it's told in the Quran, is that it's actually the only story told in the Quran in chronological order, as if to say the beginning, middle and end is in that sequence. And also it's the only surah that tells you the entire story for the extent of the surah, as if to say the surah begins with the story and ends with it as well, and in the order that it happens, which makes it very unique. I mean, the close second to that is Surah Taha, which tells us the story about Musa alayhi salam, but it's not the complete story. And again, the whole surah is not dedicated to telling the story of Musa alayhi salam. Now, I want to say a few things about storytelling before we try to dive in and find the first gem from this surah. Storytelling has been part of our existence from the very beginning. I mean, if you think about it, stories were told, they were carved into the sides of caves back long time ago. And then afterwards you had Greek mythology. And then afterwards you had the great stories from the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. And then Shakespeare with the comedy and the drama. And even in our times, I mean, people are really truly addicted to stories, no? If you think about it, people may not read as much as they do, but they watch a lot of things on TV, movies, Netflix. And what are movies? What are films except stories? They're stories, right? They've been directed, and what they're showing people is a story. And people love them, and they're part of their life just as much as they were a long time ago. And that's what I find fascinating about the Quran, that it tells us loads of stories, and human beings are hardwired to appreciate them and to find them quite compelling. But however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something about the stories you find in the Quran. And that's where I want to begin, inshallah.
نَحْنُ نَقُصُ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ وَإِن كُنْتَ مِن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we tell the very best stories and the revelation of this Qur'an. We. What does that mean that we tell the best stories? The scholars, they explain that stories, they can be found all over the place. They can be found in the Qur'an and outside the Qur'an. However, when Allah tells you a story, number one, it's told to you in the most accurate way. Literally, the word qisas, which means stories, comes from the root of qassa. And qassa means footprints. So it's the idea of traveling back in time and discovering the story as if you were going by the footprints. The other thing about the way Allah will tell the story is that not only is it accurate, but it is told in the best way. Now you see, there could be a story which is fantastic, but if it's not told in an emotional way, in a way that captures all the nuances and all of the emotional turbulence in the story, then a person may not find the story that attractive. Allah is saying, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. We tell the best of stories, as if to say, not only are they the best stories, but they're told in the best way as well. But the real tragedy is that we don't really appreciate that much. We don't really read the stories in the Quran and find them as, let's say, entertaining or impactful or emotionally touching as the stuff that we may watch on TV, which really is a tragedy, because Allah is saying, no, these stories are more worthy of your time than those other things. So one of those stories is the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And Allah begins the story at a scene at the very beginning when Yusuf is just a young child. And I'm going to read the verses, and I want us to think deeply about what is it that Allah wants us to learn from hearing about when Yusuf told his father about the dream?
إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين.
And remember when Yusuf said to his father, O my dear father, I have seen, meaning I have seen in a dream, 11 stars or planets and the sun and the moon all prostrating to me.
قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ.
And his father responded, O my dear son, don't tell your brothers about this dream because they will plot and scheme against you. And no doubt about it, the devil, Shaitan, is an open enemy to human beings. Now look at this. This is a conversation between a father and son. And the son, described later on as a ghulam, which means a child not yet reached puberty, he's going to tell his father something pretty crazy, something that is almost unbelievable. But as he tells his father, the first thing Allah wants us to appreciate is the way he spoke to his father. That he said, Ya Abati. Now in Arabic, you can say, Ya Abi, which means my father. Or you can say, Ya Abati, which means my dear father. Notice the difference between the two. The one that Yusuf used was a more affectionate, endearing way of speaking to his father. He respected his father. He loved his father. And the way he spoke to him was in a very beautiful way. And then he told him the dream. And we all know what the dream means, right? The dream is a sign about something amazing that's going to happen in the future. The 11 stars or planets, they refer to his brothers, and the sun and the moon to his mother and father, that one day they will be prostrating to him, as if to say, Yusuf, one day in the future, you're going to be someone great. You're going to be someone with power and authority, and your family are going to respect you to the point that they will even prostrate to you. Now, as a young child, seeing a dream like that, who would be the first person that you would like to tell? I mean, in another way, if something amazing happened at school to, let's say, a 10-year-old boy or a girl, who would be the first person they would tell? Most probably their friend, right? Maybe they would go on social media and post it. The last person they would tell is their father. But here we're learning that the first person Yusuf told was his father. What does that teach us? It teaches us, brothers and sisters, that Yusuf was close to his father. And not only that, that his father, Ya'qub alayhi salam, he was a father who was close to his son and made time for his son. He was there for his son. And his son thought of his father like a friend. And that's quite beautiful, isn't it? And you think about the traditional kind of image of a father, it's one who's very stern, very strict, and there's a distance between father and son. And though that may have worked once upon a time, in our times it doesn't work, because if your son has something on his mind and he goes maybe on the internet and searches it, you may find out a lot of misinformation. You may find out the wrong things and you'll be like, why don't you come to me and tell me? But why? What is it that's going to inspire your son to come to you? It's if your son feels as though my dad's a friend to me. I can tell him anything. He will listen to me, he will believe me, he will talk to me. And that takes effort, that takes investment. But we're hearing that Ya'qub alayhi salam, he was a father like that. Now look at the response of Ya'qub. When his son tells him that I saw this amazing dream, his reaction isn't one of dismissal. He doesn't say, come on son, tell me something. Is that really true? Or he doesn't say, son, why don't you go tell your mother? I don't really have time right now. I'm watching the game, etc., etc. He listens to his son. And in fact, he says, not only do I believe you, but I'm going to give you a piece of advice based on this dream. He says, لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ. Son, don't tell your brothers about this dream. Why is that, father? You see, when you tell a child, don't do this, the first thing that pops into the mind is, why? Why are you telling me this for? And many times parents, they say something like, you know what, don't ask me why, because I'm saying so, or because I said so. Here, Ya'qub alayhi salam, Allah tells us, he explains the why before his son even asks it. He says, فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا, because your brothers, unfortunately, they're going to plot and scheme against you. Now his father, he was close to not only Yusuf, but all of his children. So he knew that they don't really like him. They're jealous of him. And if they find out that he's had this wonderful dream and he's going to be someone in the future, it may inspire them to do something very mean towards their brother. So he's telling him a piece of advice. And what do we learn from that? Well, a couple of things. Firstly, you know, don't be that authoritative figure where you dictate to your children, do this and don't do that, and you don't provide any explanation. It's fine. So sometimes you can say something small, don't do this, and there's no need to give an explanation. But if it's something important, significant, follow it up with, and the reason why I'm telling you this is because it's in your own interest, X, Y, Z. Another thing that we're learning from this is that Ya'qub alayhi salam, he was teaching his son, don't be naive, son. You see, this is very important. Don't be naive. Your brothers, even though they're your brothers, unfortunately, they're not your well-wishers. And so you need to be careful in life, son. Even people that are close to you, sometimes they can turn against you. I don't want you to be naive, son. I want you to have your wits about you, even if it's about your brothers. And the final thing he says is, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Something which seems out of place. Translation, and just know that the devil is an open enemy to human beings. Why is that important? Well, his father, Ya'qub, can tell that if they did do something against Yusuf, and Yusuf needs to understand that, you know what, there's always shaitan in the picture as well. That people are responsible for the bad that they do, but who was persuading them? Who was pushing them in the background? There was shaitan. So by knowing that, can a person begin to understand evil and also come to forgive others? And subhanAllah, 40 years down the line, after they do what they do to him, leaving him dead in the bottom of a well, Yusuf alayhi salam finds it in his heart to forgive his brothers. Why is that? Maybe because father told me once upon a time that, you know what, people are mean, but don't forget about shaitan. He was the one who was trying to inspire them. And subhanAllah, this is how being a great father to your children can bear fruits further down the line. Just like Yusuf alayhi salam, he took his advice and it kind of came to fruition towards the end of his life. So too, you may say a few things to your children today and they may not listen. But inshallah, one day further down, you will find that advice will begin to blossom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us righteous children, give us religious children, and make us great parents to our children as well. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Barakallahu feekum.